بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. What are we supposed to be achieving? What's the most important thing to achieve? What is our purpose? Many people look at it that whatever they do, they want some kind of condition they must come in their lives. That's why you find people looking for people who perform miracles. Fly in the air, go in the water and disappear. Those kind of things are not wanted in our life. You do not compare. If you see a person tomorrow flying in the air, you see him going in the water and disappearing. Many other kind of things that he does, do not just jump into conclusion and fall for a person of that kind. That is what people are today. You go sit in the company of a person and then you begin to be able to say what is in your heart. Then you very quickly fall for him. But you come to realize that that is not what is important. As the Thani Ramapa says, that the most important thing is to follow completely the Sunnah of the Nabi Karim. Then Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi, a person stayed by him for 15 years or 20 years maybe, or even less. One day he said to Hazrat Muhammad, leave. Now it's obvious there's a bond between two people. And after that time he began to realize that he wants to leave. So he asked him, why do you want to leave? What's the reason for that? He said, I stayed by you for 20 or 15 years, whatever may be. I never see you performing one karam, no one miracle. That's what people are looking for. If the person performs a miracle, he is someone. So he got into a josh between Baghdadi. So tell me one thing, that in his 15 years or 20 years, whatever it may be, did you see me anything doing against the Sunnah of Nabi Karim? My life is against the Sunnah of Nabi Karim. So he says, that is the biggest miracle. Who's going to be a bigger miracle than that? Because the greatest gift a person can have in his life is completely according to Sunnah of Nabi Karim. If your life is according to Sunnah of Nabi Karim for 24 hours, you have achieved everything. Then what else are you looking for? People don't understand that. But you must understand this, but that this world is for us a test. We are came here for a test. And in this test, yeah, Allah will test you in every way. Every way. But the most important test is the love for Allah and Rasul. That the Sahabas had in there. You can't compare their life with Allah. Their love for Nabi Karim was this kind, that when Nabi Karim made a wudu, every hand will go down that the water must not fall on the ground. They must lift, they put the hand all the time, one Nabi Karim. Ajeeb wudu. What a ajeeb that one love, that is love. That water is being used for wudu, but that water must not reach the ground. Everyone. When a time one Sahabi, Rasulullah Hassan gave him, he would take out blood, go and throw it in a hole. He went and drank it up. He said, which better hole than this hole? The love for something else, which is a very important thing. Until unless you don't have that love must be of that kind that the whole life must surround in this life. Don't pick and choose. That is not true love. You must forego your condition of whatever desire you have. You must have only his desire in you. In every way of life. Until unless you don't have that in you, you cannot be a perfect mu'min. A perfect mu'min is only he who has every way of his life. His life is complete an example of every way. Whether he's with his wife, whether it comes to the bazaars, whether it comes to normal person or king or anyone. But with everyone, his life is an example to us. how he spent his time with his wives. And just imagine that one wife is hitting him on his, and the mother comes and stop her. So the brother says, what you say, you stop here? She hit me more than that. But I forgive her. She can do that, we can't. Just try to show you everything that we experience here in our lives. Because somebody knew the sunnah of the Prophet. If your wife scolds, what happens? Your Majesty, one sunnah now. If you take it as sunnah, what do you do? You keep quiet as Rasulullah kept quiet. In other words, to bring about a healthy life in our society. To bring the sunnah of the Prophet. So that's one. When you look at it from this point, the true love with Nabi Karim is very, very clear that La yu'minu ahadukum. No one has got iman is not complete until unless he has love for me and Allah Ta'ala more than everyone there. Everyone, whether it's your wife, your child, your properties, everything. Ahadu ilallah. Allah said. Until unless you don't have that quality in you, that love of Nabi Karim, that time, now you're going to be tested in this thing. In this field, you'll be tested. You say you love your child. You say you love your wife. You say you love the world. All said and done. But when it comes to the part where now your love tests you, how much you love me, then you love your child. How much you love me, then you love your wife. How much you love me, or you love your properties. So that's what he's always saying. That you'll be tested in this way. Then just imagine how this easy thing like this. That you wake up in the early part of the morning, your nafs and you sleep, it's very cold now. Who's going to wake up? Fajr is early too. Who's going to wake up? And in that condition now, what will you decide to do? One is your nafs with you, and one is Allah and Rasulullah. You come to say this much that you know what? If you're going to leave your bed and run, then that means you pass the exam. The love is true for Nabi Karim. Because you left your bed and you went with it. But if you not do that, it's sufficient to show that what kind of love was. But the same person, if you get a phone call for $1 million, at 2 o'clock in the morning, after 1 hour if he sleeps, he'll wake up 1 hour before time to make sure that he gets it. That shows that he got love for the world and not got love for Rasulullah. So Allah Ta'ala says, I'll test you. My husband gave us a nice incident. Ibrahim bin Adam, rahmatullah. When he left his kingdom and he was going in the mountains, and that it was very, very cold, and he got into a cave. And he slept. He got up in the morning for tahajjud, but he had to make ghusl. Listen to this very carefully. What Hazrat said to us is a lesson for us. He just not to say it to us. He did not give it a lesson, but one show it there. It's a lesson there, if you want to take a lesson. He got up in the morning, he didn't think, now I'm feeling so cold, there's no water here, there's ice outside, what is going to happen to me? No, just leave it, I'll sleep away. He got up, he went outside, he made ghusl in the snow. He made ghusl in the snow. Who? Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi, who had the best of the world, was a king after all. He made ghusl and came and read namaz. When one is studying namaz, he said, Ya Allah, I'm feeling very cold. Jo Allah kaho ta Allah uska ho jata. And he started namaz, and one very big creature hit him in his back and kept him warm. And he made his ibadat at the moment, salam, the creature also went away. So what do we learn from that? How he could wake up in that condition, and how we cannot wake up in this condition. What kind of love that we have for Nabi Karim? Where is our love for him? Whereas you should wake up very quickly. That's why you know that tum mera khuda nahi, main tera banda nahi. That is also falling this thing. The time when nafs tell you to don't sleep, you sleep, they say tum mera khuda nahi, main tera banda nahi. The one must follow. Now I'm coming to understand that you're not my khuda, I'm not the banda. So when you have that with you all the time, in every way of life,
The sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallam and the command of Allah to keep away from riba. Keep away. You want to get something, you know that you cannot afford. Even you can buy a house, you cannot afford. Now you know you cannot buy it, what are you going to do? Your nafs will tell you, go to the bank and go through all the haram avenue. This is what your nafs telling you, what Allah to protect. That you want to have a war with me? You'll have a war. Now, if you are true love for Allah Ta'ala, you won't go for it. You won't go. You'll make sure you won't go for it, no matter what happens, because that is not for me. My nafs is telling me, but not for me. I must do what is meant for me, what I can afford, not more than that. Now, if you're not going to do that, that means now you went against Allah, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمَنْ تُوْجَانُ فِي اللَّهِ. You know, in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala makes you believe that, you know, there's a war between you and Allah Ta'ala when you come to riba. Today, riba is something that's so strong. But if you really look at it this month, the true love of Allah and Rasulullah will not allow you to do no matter what happens. Because we haven't got the true love for Allah, what the Sahabas had, that is why we're not prepared to forgo it. True love is this. Sahabas had love for Allah, what was said. The love was like this, the time when Nabi came to Hijrah. Allah. They made sure they forgot to let the children. They sacrificed their wives. They sacrificed their friends. They sacrificed their property, wealth, everything. And they made sure we're going to the country. Whatever you say we're going to do is not what we want. They're prepared to forego every of their comfort. Just for the sake of Muhammad, the Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is what it is. They left the children, they left everything. And they went in the path. And it is no doubt a very difficult task to leave your children, to leave your wife, to leave your properties in a place of that kind where there's so much harm caused. But yet with that, no. We prepared to go to Rasulullah. We are not going through those tests. I told Allah must not put us in those tests. But why is it so easy that we cannot fulfill? When the time when you're going through difficulty, you come to the masjid to read namaz. You make sure you read namaz, you make fajr namaz too. You come before everyone, you come. MashaAllah. But what is the reason for that? In the month of Ramadan, you're packed, the masjid is packed with people, full. The same person who not to come read namaz the whole year is in the month of Ramadan, is in the month of Ramadan. Then what happens after Ramadan goes away? What love is that now? When you have love for someone, Ramadan will you also say, I had so much love for you, how can you let me do it? So if you look at it, this love of love that we have, then how will you expect Allah Ta'ala to love us? That is why the Sahaba Ikram, till the end, they made sure that they made Allah Ta'ala so happy and Nabi Ikram so happy that they made sure their life was but according to the test that they underwent. It is sad to say only yet they were surprised. One Sahabi is being hanged and cut into pieces, chopped into pieces. And been told by Sufyan, Abu Sufyan, at that time you are not a Muslim. He said, you know, you like that new mud in your place, Rasulullah, and you at home, you are resting. What an answer he gave. He said, leave alone resting. If he, Rabbi is at home in his own house, and if a thorn puts him, I cannot even bear that. They were of that kind. In a battlefield, what they should do, the Sahaba Ikram. Every Sahabi on a battlefield, what they do, they are shielding Nabi Karim. We will die, but he mustn't die. Our life can go, but his life must not go. Every corner, they are shielding. One Sahabi, this side, one Sahabi, in a horse, riding to one Sahabi, this side, Allah, what love they Jaan de de. They won't need food, but they make sure they give him food. They won't have shelter, they give him shelter. To that extent that even at home when the war is finished, when they come home, the ladies are asking, they don't ask how my child is. They don't ask how my husband is. It's how Rasulullah is. Just imagine what kind of love they call. Why did Allah say, radiallahu anhu wa radwan? Allah is happy with it. We can't even be one small sunnah, no? Like being punctual in the masjid. 5 times salam, jamaat. Who is giving you the rizq? Who is giving the best of health? You don't think you open the shop, then Allah is giving you. Allah is giving you, no one else is giving you, because you took your heart, you thought that someone else is giving, not Allah. Allah is the giver. I don't know if you read that article, Umar bin Dawood in Makkah. It so happened that person, bin Dawood, he had a person from London coming to run his whole business. And while he ran his business, an opposite bin Dawood, they opened a very big supermarket. Very big supermarket. So the work of our body, you know, from London, what will happen? We'll close down. We'll close down. That's how we look at it. He went and told his boss, I got a problem. He said, what's your problem? The problem is this, but that the opening opposite one, very big one. We are so, so small as a giant. What do you think he replied? Go and help me to open. Take your workers, our workers, and go and help me to work. He got a shock. What are you trying to say? He said, the beautiful is Allah. Rizq Allah. Who gives? Allah. No one else. So just imagine that person himself, you are in a shock of his life. He said, he was worried what will happen to the business. He said, you can help them to open the business. When you got Allah with you, man kan illahi kan Allah. You got Allah, Allah is redeemed. We haven't got that Mawlana. The sunnah the Nabi can bring that in our lives, that is called a life of iman, to strengthen iman, bring every sunnah. So sahaba were of that kind. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who do not know him. If there was Nabi after me, was a Rasulullah. Is that Nabi Abu Umar? That status he had. But when he told Nabi, ya Rasulullah, I love you. He said, Umar, you know what you're talking? Ya Rasul, I love you, he said. He had this guest to say it because he had true love. Nabi Kabir, oh Umar, think before you talk. Do you know what you're asking for? Making us aware, not for them, but aware of us. He said, Umar, be careful what you're talking. Remember. He said, Ya Rasul, I love you. He said, if you love me, then be prepared for poverty. Prepare for poverty. Prepare for all the misguides, mishaps. All the taklif we will prepare for. Why? When Allah gives you all of the best of the bounties at that time, say, Ya, you are my Allah. And I'm your Banda. Very nice you say, because you're enjoying every bit of it. Enjoying? He said, the time when Allah Ta'ala seizes all your ni'mat and bounties, and at that time it tells you now that you're in a condition, you're down and ground with nothing at all. To say at that time, Ya Allah, you ma'an la'man banda. Because the thing is, Nabi comes into, oh, Umar, get ready to protest. It's very easy at the time when Allah gives you the best, you can cry in Allah Ta'ala. Thank God. When Allah Ta'ala takes the same thing away. Like Ayyub alayhi salam. And Ayyub alayhi salam and shaitan told him that you only think of Allah because of the wonderful things Allah gave you, the good children down there. And the moment Allah took away all his children, everything, to that extent he became a sick person, that even the people threw him out of the place. But in love for Allah, he became stronger. How? When he became well, someone asked him, Ayyub, how are you? He said, Alhamdulillah, I'm very well. After all, you must thank Allah. But not like before, I was sick. So why? At night, Allah would say to me, oh, Ayyub, how are you? That voice is sufficient for you to keep me warm. At night, to the same thing, the morning, to the voice comes, oh, Ayyub, how are you? I'm missing that voice. Love is something else, Mawlana. You got love, then it's something else. It takes everything. You'll be surprised when you got love for Allah Ta'ala and Nabi, because the pain becomes no more pain. It gave you so much of benefit you're deriving from that. You don't complain anymore. You don't complain. You see, although you must say afiyat, make dua for afiyat. But there's no kind of what you call grief or sorrow. Happy in that. That true love for Nabi Karim must come into our lives, then only this will happen. That all your whole life must be born that. If Allah give you this, Alhamdulillah, Allah will give the same condition, true love. It must not change you, it must not change you in every way, that's called true love. Remember one thing, true love is not written on the soul, the forehead. True love is in your life, how your lifestyle is. Your true love is this much and the food falls to the ground. You will pick it up. You will not see what people will say. If my Allah made this thing that me came, it came, how much Allah has been, sent so much of the sun, water, this. You'll pick up that thing and you clean and pick it up. You fearing, Ya Allah, you gave me, it's from you. It must not be that, I mean, not taking that, you take away that. So the Tani Rahmatullah Ali, you know, once he went. When he went to one place, one rich man's house, and he sat down to eat there. And when after eating, that owner of the house, the meat fell down, the meat, which we got a very bad habit. When food falls down, you don't pick it up. Remember, only one grain fell down, but the Tani was looking for it so much. If Allah bequest me, man, what will happen to me? Because I got so much, that I must not worry about it. I'm sure, Ya Allah, I need that too. I'm sure, Allah, Ta'ala, I need that. Allah, I need that too. That is what you call. But the Tani picked it up and told the father, Sahab, that you know what, if you want to wash it and bleed, I'll eat it. However, he went and washed it and other can I eat? He said, he ate that. This rich man, when he saw this condition, when you do something, anything with the sake of Allah and the Sunnah of Nabi, the effect must be. Only don't look down on anyone. The most important thing in Islam is don't look down. That person says after some time, he says, from that date up to this day, when any food falls down, pick it up in such a way. Qadar karo bhai, the Sunnah of Nabi karo. So we are in a position now, we have to bring love of Nabi on our lives, that the only way can come. What it cost us to wear our pants before of the anchor, tell me. What it cost us? Yet the schools tell us to wear the pants above the knee, we prepare to do that. Nabi comes and wear above the anchor, not prepared. What muhabbat. Is a namaz, except the imam is namaz, but he's the imam, and got the pants below the ankle, is a namaz, except the imam. You will ask him that question now. The sunnah of Nabi, carry a miswak, why miswak? You don't know what miswak is. One of the barakat of miswak, you doubt iman, inshallah. But only one thing, when you use a miswak, Ya Allah, I'm using the sunnah of Nabi, not just to clean your teeth. You must have in your heart, Ya Allah, the sunnah of Nabi. Then see how much you love to use it. This is our way of love to Nabi. And that was their way. And how hard they went their way. And if you want the same route to the road, is one way. The same route. Same Nabi, everything. Bring the life on our lives. Everything is way of life. Everything, business, private life, every life of ours. But they are called the Sunnah. That is called true love. True love. If you're going to a wedding and you saw that the veil is completely wrong, you'll be tested there that when you walked into the place and you saw it, or they have got all everything wrong taking place. What are you going to do? My friend must not be disappointed. I mustn't hurt my friend. I mustn't hurt that same friend who died before you or after you too. But he's not going to help with them. You know, one time one person brought some food to Hazrat Ji. He brought the food. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. So then I food, then mashallah, shabash. Everything so nice. Ma gana bajana bhi hoga. No, they say, how nicely they say, Ji Hazrat. They don't tell, they don't tell lies. These villages don't tell lies. We tell lies. Ji Hazrat. Achha. Abba ji ko kya na tell your father. Jahan par gana bajana hai. Abba ji wo khana khala nahi samajhte. And give the food back. Very good. Can you do that today? Can you walk out of the thing? What good Muhammad you got? No, I want to keep my friend happy. I want to keep that person happy. On their time, who's going to be happy? If you got true love for Nabi Karim, you bring your whole life reborn that. I wasn't hurting to him. I wasn't doing nice to him. Look, I'm sorry, I can't. Everything must be done with akhlaq. But do not abide, don't follow those things. So we are in a, at the moment, alhamdulillah, muhabbat to hai, who can but muhabbat? If you have but muhabbat, you won't come yet. Like Allah give us that muhabbat, that our whole life will be evolved in the life of Nabi Kareem. Every way of life. And the most important thing in his life was akhlaq. Always remember, do not cause any harm to the next Muslim. Put your hand. Inshallah, you find you got that. The weight, the scale of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, the most that the deeds will come is the akhlaq. Is akhlaq. You may not read so much nafil namaz. You may not read so much Quran. But if you got the akhlaq, not to harm anyone, to be good to everyone, and that only can come in you if you have humility, humble. No one like me. I am nothing. In reality, you will see you won't harm even an ant. You won't harm ant. An animal you harm to. That is what is wanted in our lives. So may dua Allah Taala whatever I said. Allah Taala mulk and tawfiq wa shifa. اللهم صل على ذكرك وشكرك وحسنك اللهم عسنا عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واجرنا من فتن الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الاخره فاطر السماوات والارض انت ولي في الدنيا توفني مسلما وحكمي صالحا اللهم اسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا ورحمتك بسم الله.